As she grew older, how did you react to her being away from you?
Very difficult. I mean, any mum will say the same. With any child, it's difficult when they get their independence. When they go off to secondary school, for example, they're out of your, well, not out of your mind, but they're out of your control for most of the day. But again, it's something that you've got to come to terms with. And she was very good at communicating. So if she was going to be late, she would let me know. So I was lucky in that. But, you know, if you go off at night, she'd go off with her friends. And when she got older and they go to the pubs and things like that, that was a problem. Because I didn't mind her drinking, but I didn't want her lowering her blood sugar too much. Because that was something that you have to learn, how much it lowers your blood sugar. You've got to judge for yourself. And I do know the one time she ended up in hospital was she'd gone to a disco with some college friends. And whereas we'd always stressed, when you say ask for a Diet Coke, don't say Diet Coke, say a no sugar Coke or a sugar free Coke. But I think what her friends were doing were bringing her normal Cokes. So by the time she got home, she was in a hell of a step, sorry. And she was vomiting. And eventually she said, Mum, I hurt so much. She said, my whole body hurts. So I got the doctor in and he called an ambulance. She was ketoacidotic, whatever the word is. And that was, you know, something that I had no control over. And she thought she'd got control over it, but obviously her friends hadn't realised that even if you, a little bit of sugar in a Coke might not matter, but if you keep drinking it, it's going to cause a problem. So that was a lesson learnt.
You mentioned that your daughter had eye problems. Can you talk about those?
About the age of, well, in her late teens, we really can't quite remember when. She, the hospital always used to check her eyes probably about once a year. She'd have her pupils dilated and they'd look into the back of her eye. And they diagnosed her with diabetic retinopathy. It's actually quite a common thing, I believe, but she was quite young. But then she had been diabetic since she was four. This meant that we spent a lot of time going over to Wolverhampton Eye Infirmary for laser treatment. And she had a great many laser treatments because to start with, once you start to destroy the blood vessels that cause it, they create more. And so for a long time she was just having to keep going and going to keep on top of it. It's destroyed her peripheral vision, but her front vision is okay. And now she has an eye specialist who looks after her very well, because she works in the hospital, she knows him. And she has to take, I think diabetes have to take a regular driving test anyway, or driving, they have to have a medical test. And she has to have her eyes tested every 3 years before she can get her licence back. And so far it's been all right. The only problem she had was during pregnancy, it worsened. But that righted itself a few months later.